My fellow Singaporeans, the elections are over and my team and I are busy back at work this week. One key priority for us is to deal with the economic situation and its impact on Singaporeans. A recent survey by the Singapore Business Federation found that 4 in 5 Singapore businesses are negatively impacted by the US tariffs. 3 in 4 project their revenues to decrease. 1 in 2 say that they are holding back on new hiring in the next 3 months. So clearly, businesses are very concerned. Workers and union leaders are anxious too. And I know graduating students are also worried about the potential difficulties in securing jobs. That's why the Singapore Economic Resilience Task Force, chaired by DPM Gunn, has been actively meeting to develop and flesh out our response plans. They will provide further updates when ready. DPM Gunn is also continuing his discussions with US counterparts, exploring constructive ways to further our trade relations with America. Meanwhile, we will be rolling out the comprehensive measures announced in this year's budget to help cushion the immediate impact on jobs and prices. These include more support for households, like additional CDC vouchers next week and SG60 vouchers in July. We have enhanced support for businesses too, including the corporate tax rebate and cash grant, which will be paid out this month. And we have more support for adult workers to reskill and upskill. That includes a new safety net in the form of the Job Seeker Support Scheme to help you if you were to lose your job. The election results have made it clear that Singaporeans want a team that combines experience with fresh perspectives to take our country forward. Therefore, I'm also focused on forming a renewed and strengthened team in government to better serve you and to secure our future in these troubled times. We have a full agenda ahead of us. We will continue to do our best for all of you, for Singapore, and for all Singaporeans.